This is Biotechnica, and you are listening to the Success Podcast, The War with CSIR. Let's get started.
Winning is an art and a science too. But what if I tell you that winners don't win because of the effort, but because of their winning psychology? They win because of their mental toughness. Hello and welcome to Biotechnica's Success Podcast. I'm your host, Shekhar Suman. Today is day 3, episode number 3. And I'm going to share you some interesting stories of soldiers and warriors who fought CSIRNet successfully and won. Today, I'm going to tell you a story of a girl who joined us in 2011, exactly on this date, 11th of April 2011. But before I get started with that, I want to tell you about a marathon. You know what happens in a marathon? So marathon is not something wherein you are trying to win based on your speed, but based on your stamina. Now, when you try to compare a marathon and CSIRNet, there are a lot of, in fact, many similarities in between a marathon and your CSIRNet exam. Now, that is why we all should learn the psychology of a marathon runner. And this is exactly the story which I'm going to tell you. The girl's name was Kankana Burman. She joined on 11th of April 2011. And she was hell scared. Exams were in June, just like how you are facing, she was. And how I remember this story is because something peculiar happened with her. The day she joined, she came to me and she was in tears. She said, "Sir, even though I have joined your course today, my mind says that I will definitely not qualify because I haven't studied enough. I have not studied at all." I said, "Kankana, all you have to do is learn winner's psychology." And that is where I sat with her and told this mantra, which I'm going to share with you today. The psychology is of a marathon winner. Now, a marathon runner, who is obviously going to be a winner in future, has following ingredients in his strategy. Now, this is very interesting to learn today, that even though it's your concepts which are going to help you win, but it is the brain which is carrying those concepts. So the carrier of your concepts, of your knowledge, is your brain. And if your brain is not in a healthy state, you will not be able to recall faster, revise better, practice in a smarter way, and that will lead to a panic attack during exam, which I don't want, and obviously you don't want. So let's jump in and find out what is the psychology of a marathon runner. Now, the first thing you have to remember this, that nothing in this world, absolutely nothing in this world, can be achieved by people who are demotivated. I can bet on this with 1 crore rupees also. Nobody can achieve anything without motivation. Motivation is the only key to your habits, to your success, and successful marathon runners and successful soldiers in CSIRNet war know this very well, that typically only a motivated individual, motivated professional who are committed to their practice, to their training, and have a very clear reason and a destination to win will win. Let's say it, you want to get into IISc for your PhD, or say CCMB or CDFD, whatever is your target institute. So when you have a clarity of the destination, your destination becomes your motivation, and that propels you towards success. Now, like I said, destination is important. So it's important to have a goal. Now, that goal can be very specific. For example, you want to get into the top 200 ranks or top 100 ranks, whatever it is. And then you reverse engineer that, okay, if I want to achieve this rank, then I have to reverse engineer and focus and spend these many hours. Don't just try to pass the cutoff somehow. You have to try to get into the rank. When you target the moon, you fall among the stars. And that's how it is. But hey, there's another peculiar trait which you have to learn today, and that is mental toughness. Now, when you will solve questions, whether you have been solving all this while or you will start today, no matter what, You have to know this, that some questions will be tough. Some questions will be traps. Some question will be time taking. And some question will make you feel that you have not studied at all. But hey, that does not mean that your preparation is not at par with others. It just means that this particular question's point of view has to be developed in your mind. So have a positive attitude. Follow a mental and physical toughness challenge and make sure that you attempt all of that in an optimistic way. All right. And remember to talk in a positive manner to yourself. So that is where the next point comes. All the marathon runners as well as soldiers of CSINET always practice positive self-talk. Now, positive self-talk is something which keeps you motivated. Now, each time you solve a question or maybe a tough question or maybe you finished a chapter or maybe you studied for 2 hours, don't forget to praise yourself. Don't forget to pat your back. Don't forget to reward yourself. Make sure that you are avoiding negative self-talk. Remember, your mind has got two horses. One is a black one, one is a white one. The white one is weak and the black one is stronger because you have fed all your negative thoughts to this black horse. So the moment you start thinking negative, the black horse starts running, and then it leads you to more and more demotivation, frustration, and negative self-talk. And that is where you will not feel like studying. But hey, this is not the time to waste time thinking that you are not feeling like studying. Instead, this is the time to inch towards success, right? Remember in my last podcast, I told you, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, then crawl. If you can't crawl, just pick the book and read one page. It's all right. So you can feel that right now. Can you feel that energy which I'm saying to you? Do positive self-talk. You have all the capabilities. You have all the potential to win. You are strong. You are capable. You have everything which you have achieved in the last several years of education system. It's just another exam which you have to win. There are several factors which will help you as a marathon runner, as a CSINET soldier. But remember that you have to be resilient. You have to remember that your successful marathon begins only when you are self-aware that you are capable of achieving success. You have to have a perfect understanding of your strength and weakness. You have to learn to how to know your strength and weakness and also plug the weaknesses and strengthen your strength. You need to have a competitive drive. Winning strategy always comes with competitive drive. You have to have the desire to win, and then you have to fulfill that desire by competing against others. And only motivated individuals can do that. All you have to do is pick that book, pick that pen, and start practicing as much as you can. Mental preparation is the first step towards winning this war. And I am going to be your support system throughout this war. So at any point in time, you feel that you need someone, you want to talk to someone, you want some help, you know where to reach out to. I'm right here for you. My email ID is shekhar@biotechnica.org. Because I get a lot of email, maybe I'll get late in replying to you, but I'll definitely reply. So just shoot a mail, whatever you're feeling like, whatever you want to ask or you need advice upon, you can always reach out to me. And all the students who are enrolled in Biotechnica, you have a special advantage. You can directly WhatsApp me and talk to me. Remember, your winning formula depends on your mental toughness. Your mental toughness depends on how fast and how soon you can start doing positive self-talk and how you keep yourself motivated. Now, your destination is your motivation. So keep your destination in your mind. Remember the first day when you started preparing for CSINET, remember that you decided and you are going to make it happen. You are the soldier and you will have the last laugh because you are going to win. You are the best and you have all the capabilities, all the potential, all the desire to achieve success. But all you have to do now is act. So pick that pen, pick that book, get started. I'm right here for you. If you need any help or guidance. And remember, you are going to win this June. You are the one who is going to be the best scientist in the world in 2047. But for that to happen, today is the day. Get started. All the best.